If you can live like no one else now, you can live like no one else in the future. Hey everyone, this is Divakar and today we are going to discuss The Edge of Sanity, which is a book written by Deepak Kanakar Raju, one of the biggest, one of the most successful digital marketers of India. So this book is actually about the struggles of entrepreneurship. If you read the preface, Deepak Kanakar Raju tries to build a rapport with the reader, clearing up how we all are in the same thing, like how we all are entrepreneurs and we are very much aware of the struggles, and also how if we don't keep a track of all these struggles, a startup or an entrepreneurship journey can easily drive you nuts. And that is exactly why the book is named Edge of Sanity. The whole thing of entrepreneurship is actually a low competition zone, because the return of investment in entrepreneurship is not certain. Like in any other job, you may get a fixed amount of money after you put in some effort or after you drive some results. But in entrepreneurship, even if you put a lot of hard work, there is no certainty that you will get something in return out of your investment. That's why competition of in entrepreneurship is low, which is a good thing for people who want to become an entrepreneur. He also coins this term called lottery of efforts. Like, why lottery of efforts? Because in entrepreneurship, you will have to put in effort. Even though you know that the results are uncertain, you have to put in effort as if the results are certain. Like, you are going to get the results. And that is the amount of dedication, like 100% dedication. That is what you need when you are into entrepreneurship. And lottery of efforts is sort of like, if you put consistent effort with 100% dedication, once in a while you will ultimately get lucky. And when you are lucky, you will have the amount of resources, the amount of hard work, the amount of effort that you have put in will work in your favor, because you just need one chance to make it to the successful entrepreneur's journey. Like, luck will not always be ditching you. Once it favors you, you should be prepared for it. A startup in the initial stage requires the time of the founders more than money, because these people who are the founders can actually get more money working for someone else. So these founders who are working now for free for their own startup, that time is more important than the amount of money being invested into the company in the initial stage. Also, he also talks about this division of labor and its importance, and he explains this by a hypothetical story where he says that if a person is on an island and he is all by himself, then whatever he does, like making a house or catching fish and preparing food, he will be average in everything, because to get expertise, to gain expertise in any of the thing, like building a very big house, he will have to require like 8 to 9 years of dedication. Whereas if on the same island you have 100 people, everyone will be more efficient. He also shares that how debt is very important for a startup. And whenever I say debt is not just, he is not only saying the debt of money, but also debt of time and resources. Because time and resources, most people as entrepreneurs, we think the time invested and resources investment in a startup is an investment. Right now, just like I was saying, it's an investment. But he says that it is a debt, because in investment you are assured a return, be it a low interest return or a high interest return. But here the return is uncertain, so it is like if you don't get the return, it will be like a distant friend who borrowed money from you and have never returned it, but still you have borrowed the money. So here he says that it's a sort of debt, because when you are working for your startup, you are not earning money and you are actually in debt, because X amount of money you can make if you were working for someone else. In another chapter, he also says that never ever hire your friends and family in a startup. I myself have done this mistake, so I know that he is absolutely correct in it. Never hire your friends and family, because they will keep their relationship in front of the work, which is not a good thing for your startup culture. He also goes on to explain that your startup culture is like an invisible co-founder to your company who works for you when you are, who works for you even though you cannot see that thing. And if you lose money, it's okay. If you lose customer, it is a bit of a concern. But if you lose the startup culture, it's a very big loss and you cannot afford to lose your startup culture. Last two things I'm going to discuss, because I'm not going to share everything that is on the book. because it will be like, you know, plagiarism sort of a thing. So you have to buy the book for that. But last two things, the second last thing is, you know, he says that your startup should be the topmost idea in your brain. Like, how to check this? You check this by observing the thoughts that comes to you when you are under the shower. If you are under the shower and the thoughts that comes to you is related to your startup, related to your company, then you are on the right track and the startup is the first thing that comes to your brain. Don't ask for the price of the spade when you are digging for the gold. Basically, he meant to say that always pay whatever the professionals or consultants wants you to pay them for their services, because when it comes to professionals and consultants, they know their work. You cannot just, you know, measure their quantity of work because actually it's the quality of work that they do. I myself had clients in the past who were very judgmental about what I'm going to do and what I should be doing in the future around their work, and I felt a lot of restrictions around that. So I actually gave them my competitor's number and email so that they can just join their company, because I knew that, you know, even if you are paying me whatever amount of money, if you're not giving me the freedom, then it's rather better that you work with my competitor and leave me with my peace.